Is it a little tougher for you this year as you've come back from one injury, dealt with another? You know, do you have a little more to overcome?
Well, I'm feeling better now, so that's a good thing. I was hurting early on in the year, but now, you know, things are starting to sink in, so I'm excited. It's going to be a great atmosphere, you know, front of home crowd Thursday night. So we expect, you know, as a team, the fans to be extremely loud, and so it's going to be great.
You know, the Broncos defense getting better and better, and I think a lot of it has to do with you're getting better and better and feeling healthier and healthier. True?
I mean, I think a lot of guys are doing a tremendous job. I think the coaching staff is doing a good job with the scheme. You know, Von Miller's playing at a high level. So, you know, combining those things, I think it gives us a chance to play good on defense.
Do you like when he calls you Bruce Wayne?
Well, Von, he's got a ton of sense of humor. So, he's really playing at a high level, and so he's been really great for this defense.
But we're all starting to see what you guys can do, what we all thought you guys could do together, and it's starting to show up on the field.
Yeah, you know, we still got a lot of work to do, but I think, you know, as the season progresses, you know, as we get more comfortable, I think it's going to be something good.
Did you think 4 weeks ago you could be in this situation, one game out of the division lead, chance to go to 500 with a win on Thursday night?
I mean, beginning of the year, you always want to be, you know, you want to have a good record, period. But, you know, we had a couple struggles. But the good thing is the team, we got character. I think the coaching staff did a tremendous job just keeping guys focused. You know, I think we're getting healthier as a team, and so now we can control some things. So that's all you can ask for. You know, come here Thursday night at our house. It's gonna be great for us.
Kid shows his respect though. He calls you Batman. You're Batman.
I'm Elvis Dumervil. Von Miller's Von Miller.
And you guys have played the Jets a couple times in the last, but I know you didn't get to play Mark Sanchez last year. What have you seen out of him? And now he said he can scramble if he needs to. Is that something you guys are gonna have to be aware of?
Yeah, he can. He's definitely mobile. He can scramble. He can make the throws. So we just, you know, number one, we gotta stop the run, and number two, we gotta contain him, get to him often. And I think we can do those combined things. I think give us a good chance of winning.
Do the Patriots kind of give you guys a blueprint of how to get after Sanchez? They got after him pretty good.
They did some good things. You know, we're a totally different defense, so I'm sure we got our own game plan. But you know, it's NFL. I think we all kind of do the same thing, similarity wise. But you know, we're gonna come out and we're gonna try to stop the run and get to him.
What can you do now that your shoulder's healthy that you couldn't do that first game when it was hurting you?
I mean, you can bring out, you know, all the arsenals and just, you know, different moves and not have to think about injuries and just start playing now. So I think more games, more quarter, I get to play, I feel more comfortable. And so I'm excited about that.
You hit the ankle before, how's that feeling?
That's gotten better too. So, you know, it's all these injuries, right? But my body's definitely getting better. So the condition is getting better. So, you know, I'm looking forward to finishing strong.
Are you noticing as many double teams or teams starting to shift some extra attention to Vaughn too?
Oh yeah, you definitely got a double Vaughn too. So, you know, we both get doubles, but we'll see. We'll see how they try to protect us.
So when you guys both get doubled, that means
we got. Yeah, I think the coaches that do a good job of, you know, mixing blitzes in, and, you know, like guys DJ Wales, Joe Mays, those guys getting in, McBean. So if you can't double both outside guys, then, you know, that create a lot of opportunities for guys inside.